Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our newborn and ever-living Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is the gospel reading for today, where it talks about Joseph and Mary and what was taking place in their lives. It happens. The two young girls were going to try out for the high school, cheerleaders. They're going to try out for the cheerleaders. And so they worked together and they practiced some of the moves that they knew they would be making as cheerleaders. And they applied. Unfortunately, only one was chosen. And the other girl felt quite alone because she couldn't go and be with her friend and be a cheerleader. Same thing happened with two young men who were trying out for the basketball team. They practiced. They knew their basketball game, and they played together well. But only one of them was chosen for the basketball team. The other man felt quite alone. It also happens in business. There is a report. There is a program which needs to be worked on. And this individual worked very hard on that program. They did a lot of detail. They did research. They talked to people, and they found out all the things that were necessary to help this project come to fruition. The project was approved. But the boss took all the credit. And the person who had done most of the work got very little recognition. And the boss is the one who got promoted. And so the worker felt quite alone. Aunt Agatha was a nice lady. The only problem was is that she didn't always use her deodorant. And when she came and kissed you and hugged you, her breath wasn't always the best either. But she made the best cookies, and boy, did they taste great. And she always had a nice story to tell you. Unfortunately, she died last August. And so when the holidays come around, you feel alone because in spite of who she was, you still loved her. And you're going to miss her, and you feel alone. Good company. These people are in good company. You and I are in good company. There's this fellow by the name of Joseph. He was in love with this girl. He loved her very much, and by the grace of God, he was engaged to her, and they're going to get married. And in those days, when you were engaged, it was a done deal that you're going to get married. And all of a sudden, there's this round bump. For most women, it's hard to hide a pregnancy after 3 months. You know, there's this round thing coming out there. And this was in the days before there was a thing called basketball, so she couldn't say she was hiding a basketball. She was pregnant. But one thing that Joseph knew for sure, he was not the father. And because he was not the father, he didn't know who the father was. And that meant that, according to the rules of the day, he could take her to the elders of the city and he could say, "This ain't my baby." And she could be stoned and put to death. That was the rule in those days. You get pregnant outside of marriage, you get stoned and put to death. He loved her. He loved her so much, he did not want this to happen to his beloved girl, to his little woman that he loved. There was another option. He could divorce her quietly, and he said, "Well, that's the best way I can go. I mean, she won't die. She'll still be alive. I don't know who this child is or what it means, but at least she'll still be around." He was alone. He didn't know what to do. And there was someone else who had the same thing. His name was Jesus of Nazareth. He was going around teaching people. He was doing a good job. And then one day, Jesus started talking like this. He said, "I want you to eat my bread. I want you to eat my body and drink my blood. And when you do that, you will have a part of me. And some people said, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? You see, when Jesus starts talking about drinking his blood and eating his body, just on the outward appearances of it, it sounds like cannibalism. And so the disciples, many of his disciples said, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept this? And then further on in John's gospel, it says, from this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Jesus had lost a lot of followers. And he, are these guys, you know, I picked these guys, 12 guys, I picked them. I know one of them is going to be a traitor, but I picked them. Are they going to leave too? He was alone. We know about him in the Garden of Gethsemane, but he was alone here too. He was worried. Are you guys going to leave me? In the gospel reading for today, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God was with Joseph. He sent an angel to calm Joseph's fears. You are to take this young woman and marry her, continue through the marriage. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. I'm going to give you a language lesson. Jesus is Greek. You translate Jesus back into the Hebrew, and it's Joshua. And Joshua, the name Joshua means God saves. The J is from the first letter of the sacred four letters for God's name. The S-H-U-A is from the Hebrew verb to save. So Joshua means God saves, and Jesus is the one who's going to save his people from their sins. God is with us. And Jesus sent, or God the Father sent an angel to help Joseph in his problems. And Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, you have to read Luke's gospel for this one. Because as he was there alone in the Garden of Gethsemane, his three best friends, he brought them with him. Hey, stay with me and pray with me just for a little bit. His three best friends fell asleep. You know, they really came through for Jesus, didn't they? Jesus was alone. And in Luke's gospel, an angel came and strengthened him. God with us. God was with Jesus too. Except for the time on the cross when Jesus was forsaken. But because Jesus was forsaken, because Jesus died for our sins, because he came down on this earth to be alone in a way that we will never experience, because he was alone on the cross, and because he was alone in that grave, he was raised from the dead, and our sins have been forgiven. And you and I no longer have to be alone, because God is with us. For the young girl who doesn't make the cheerleading team, and for the young man who doesn't make it onto the basketball team, and for the worker who doesn't get recognition, and for you and I when we feel alone because there's a loss in our family, we miss them at this time of the year, you don't have to feel alone because God is with us. He is there to be with us, and he has experienced aloneness in a way that we will never will. But because he knows that lonely feeling, you don't have to be afraid. You're not alone. Jesus is with you. May he be with each and every one of us in all of our joys, in all of our sorrows, in all of our togetherness, and in all of our loneliness. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.